Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJR-FM and HD1 Seattle.
95.7 KJR
and iHeart Radio Station.
You know what I love? I love surprises that make me happy. Lately, I heard some great stories of people who went to see my friends at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins, and boy, were they surprised. Not to mention really happy, because they found out how much their valuables are really worth. One customer came in with a wedding ring from a previous marriage and walked out with $10,000. She had no idea. Here's another. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins recently paid over $30,000 for a single diamond. I think anyone would be happy with 30 grand in their pocket. When it comes to understanding the true worth of jewelry or coins, the money is in the details. Consider this. Every month, their GIA-accredited staff at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins evaluates thousands of individual pieces of jewelry and coins. That's right, thousands. They know what to look for, they take the time, they explain it to you, and you're sure you're getting the true value. West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay what your gold, silver, and jewelry are really worth.
Download the Fred Meyer mobile app to your phone or tablet to load manufacturer's coupons to your rewards card, manage your fuel points, and lots more.
A motorcycle.
Breakfast in Paris.
What would you do with your share of the $1 million in jackpots Clearwater Casino pays out every month?
Season tickets to everything.
Clearwater Casino is the Seattle area's only waterfront casino resort with table games, a world-class spa, beautiful waterfront hotel, steakhouse and buffet, and it's only a half hour away.
Shoes, lots and lots of shoes.
Relax and get your win on at the Seattle area's only waterfront casino. Just a short ferry ride from downtown Seattle. Clearwatercasino.com.
Big news, Seattle. Our last engagement was such a success that we've decided we're going to do it again. Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning best musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, is back. Experience the true story musical phenomenon that takes you behind the scenes and behind the music.
Oh, what a night.
Jersey Boys returns to Seattle April 4th for 5 weeks only. Visit FifthAvenue.org today.
Are you tired of problems with your prepaid card?
The problems keep me awake, so yeah, pretty tired.
Fed up with paying fee after fee and jumping through hoops just to load your card?
I'm so sick of the fees, and don't get me started on the hoops.
Are you ready for a better choice?
Didn't you just hear what I said about the hoops?
Introducing the Chase Liquid Reloadable Card. With Chase Liquid, there's no waiting and no fee to activate. Just walk into any Chase branch and walk out with a card that's ready to use. You can load cash and checks at any Chase deposit-friendly ATM and checks right from your smartphone. You'll never pay a fee to load your card, and you can also withdraw money without a fee at over 17,500 Chase ATMs 24/7. The best part? There's one flat monthly fee. That means no mystery fees and no surprises. So what are you waiting for?
What am I waiting for?
Get rid of prepaid problems. Get Chase Liquid.
I'm getting Chase Liquid today.
Visit your local Chase branch or chase.com/liquid to learn more.
Other fees may apply. ATM deposits subject to the fund's availability policy. Chase Quick Deposit is subject to eligibility and terms. Deposits are not immediately available. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Ever since my daughter Emma was a baby, her safety started with me. I childproofed the whole house when she started crawling. And when she turned six, I was there with training wheels and a sparkly red helmet. I've strapped her in everything from strollers to car seats, and I still remind her to wear her seatbelt every time she's in the passenger seat. Now she's almost 16 and about to start driving a real car. And once again, I'm going to be there for her. We're both going to sign the Mutual Driving Agreement from Toyota. It's our promise to each other to drive safely. That means no calling or texting, no speeding, and always buckling up. Safer driving. It starts with me.
Visit ToyotaInAction.com to make the Mutual Driving Agreement pledge and see how Toyota is helping to keep teens safe on the road. Toyota, let's go places.
Can your business wait for downloads that turn into downtime? Can it wait for bills from the phone company to get easier on your bottom line? Of course not. It demands a new breed of speed. Comcast Business Class. Our internet speeds are up to 66 times faster than old T1 and DSL technology from the phone company, so you can work faster and more efficiently. Sign up for our triple play, and you'll also get unlimited local and nationwide calling and TV with networks that will keep your customers informed and entertained, all at a great price, which means you can save your money for more important things, like growing your business. Get Comcast Business Class Internet, Voice, and TV for just $94.85 per month.
Don't wait. Call 800-501-6000 or visit business.comcast.com today to sign up. Your business can't wait.
Offer ends March 31, 2013. Restrictions apply. Includes basic TV, starter internet, and one voice line for new business class customers. 2-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment installation taxes and fees extra.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional or next-gen conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99 and get a $5 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Or purchase 2 oil and filter specials and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We've got one major incident that we're working with at the moment, and it is eastbound I-90 at 4th Avenue in Seattle. We've got a rolled over semi blocking two right lanes at the moment. Doesn't really look like a great situation, so expect that to bog down traffic. We're seeing heavy volumes already north on I-5, making your way up to 516. Some heavy rainfall impacting the drive there.
This traffic report is brought to you by Walgreens.
This Easter, save time by building the perfect basket at the corner of so many choices and so much easier, because Walgreens has just what you need, from Starburst jelly beans and Cadbury cream eggs to toys and gift cards. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. The Bob Seger song of the day is back, and this time
Book of Jesus Christ. Hello, my name is Elder Young. Hello. Did you know that Jesus lived here in the USA? You can read all about it now.
Hello.
In this nifty book, it's free. No, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Elder Smith. And can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
Hello.
Hello.
95.7 KJR, the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Good morning, everybody. Bob Rivers here, along with Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Jesus.
Hello, Joe. Jody's in the newsroom. Seth in this morning for Eric Corman, who's out with strep throat, of all things. Pedro behind the scenes with the audio. Luciana getting hit on in the back office. All is well. From the Book of Mormon. Hello. We're going to be speaking with Josh Gad this morning, Elder Arnold Cunningham, in the Broadway musical, The Book of Mormon. He's also playing Steve Wozniak in the upcoming film Jobs, which, doesn't it star that kid from that 70s show, Ashton Kutcher?
Yep, as
he's
Jobs
still that
himself.
Kid from me, from that 70s show.
He always will be.
But he looks just like Steve Jobs. And I hope the movie's better than the one clip we heard, which sounded like bad acting. Yeah.
No, not good sign. Not good signs about
it. About the movie? No.
Because actually they delayed the release of the movie.
No.
That's a really bad sign.
Is he the new Lindsay Lohan playing, who did she play?
She played Elizabeth Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah.
Is he doing Steve Jobs with that kind of chops?
Well, yeah, they're saying that actually they might not even release it. But so there are so many rumors about the movie that actually sucks.
Bummer. Wow.
In my opinion, it was rushed.
I think so too.
I mean, remember when they started filming it? It was just moments after he was dead. You know, and so how good could it be?
It has to ferment a while.
You gotta let that body cool off, right?
Well, and you know, the best perspective about, I mean, if it could be done that, it's like when princes die, you know, died in that accident. There were books in the stores in like 3 weeks. How good a book can it be?
Right.
When you write it right away.
Books about her life or her death? I mean, most
books
of
about her life were like in the stores, collector plates.
Every bit of her
commemorative
life.
Candle in the Wind, gold CDs.
Yeah.
Remember the butter dish with her picture on it?
Ever since the royal wedding. I mean, the royal wedding was full of collectibles, and every minute of Princess Di's life was documented. So easy to write a book about her life.
Steve Jobs deserved better treatment. And by the way, we're having him on, so we're going to love it when he's on, okay? Just remember that.
Of course.
And we love 1600 Penn, the show he's on, too.
Mega talented kid. That's all.
Spike said it had an incredible cast.
A brilliant cast. Absolutely.
A fantastic premise.
And he created it. That's his show. So, you know, he's the executive producer. He's the owner of that show. And this kid is, You know,
he's not the owner of Jobs, the movie.
No, he's not, but he's probably your son's age, and he already owns his own, you know, he's executive producer, he's the star of the hottest thing on Broadway, and he's going to be
smart, happening young man.
Yeah. All right. For an ugly guy, too. Well, he's not ugly, ugly, but...
Joe, didn't you just get that guy to apologize to you for all those negative comments?
By Hollywood.
And now you're calling Josh Gad an ugly
by
guy?
By Hollywood standards.
Behind his back?
Look at him. By all right, Hollywood yeah, standards.
He's up for the role of Jabba the Hutt.
He has done a lot.
He looks like you.
Yeah, he's better looking than me.
There's no chance he would ever wake up and go, yeah, I got it going on. I mean, he understands what his purpose is.
And he's done well with that.
Still, is it all right to call him an ugly guy?
I wouldn't have called him ugly. I would have called him not leading man standards.
Exactly
like
what
that.
I would do. Yeah, yeah.
He's no Brad Pitt. Like, I wouldn't have called him ugly.
Right.
Because somebody probably finds him attractive.
Joe feels because he's part of the same club, he could call him ugly.
Yeah, and I'm just saying by the standards of the 90210 zip code. By,
sure.
You know, by Hollywood.
Right. By community standards.
Yeah, Beverly right. Hills standards. If this guy were not a star, people would probably look at him funny walking around in that neighborhood.
I tell you, he just brings a smile to me.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He's funny, funny.
He calls himself the chubby man's Indiana Jones.
There you go. That's better than I said.
That's great.
The season finale of 1600 Penn is tonight. New show, new comedy. I wonder if it's going to be renewed.
Good luck.
I want to know why they're doing two episodes, but they're kind of making a sandwich out of them with something different in between. And
they probably want to show off some new show.
Rumors are that it's not going to be renewed.
Not going to be renewed. So it's the finale.
Nice.
Well, hold on now. This is the last call.
Hold on now. Valerie Bertinelli maybe just, I mean, not Valerie. Oh, Valerie
Harper.
Oh. Valerie Harper. She may be fine. She may be around for 5 years.
Valerie Bertinelli is doing great.
If it's,
Valerie Harper will outlive this show.
If this thing was dead in the water, Josh would not be talking to us this morning.
You think so?
So that means it might be a little on the bubble, and we might could help put it over the top.
We might could help save her.
Yeah. I mean, this the way these things go.
I love that. That sentence, we might could help.
Yeah, the way
that's from the South, right?
Yeah.
Is that your real life, or did you get that in the movie Help?
That's just the way, you know, words come out of my mouth. I don't really look at it in particular.
It's the way they line up for exit.
Yeah, believe me, I didn't spend a lot of hard time working on that sentence. But the way these things go, now, if for some reason they call it 625 and say, oh, Josh, I don't know what happened. He had to run out, and he doesn't talk to us. Then you know,
that usually means it was canceled.
You know the show's dead.
And he's blowing off the interviews. Yeah.
But if he is calling to try to drum up support for this show, that means there is still hope.
I think, sweet.
I think the show's right. No, I think he's right. I'm buying that.
Are we just saying that because the guest is coming on?
No, why would he wait?
Possibly, partly, but okay, no, why not? Why not? Hey, choose optimism.
Remember when we talked to the guy who played Eddie Botwin on Weeds? He was the vet animal practice.
Yeah, but see, there's a difference here.
What?
That was the beginning of the season. The beginning of the season, you get everybody because they want to try to get you interested.
Right, that show didn't go 4 weeks.
All I'm saying is we talked to the dude, and then the next day they were like, yank.
right. But that's the beginning of the season.
One last, hey. Before the buzzer, you throw the three-point shot.
Right. Yeah. This is the final show. All his work is done. If he had word that he wasn't going to have a job with this show, he would not bother talking
to us.
You're
right about that.
He's got a lot of experience with that. All right, so fine. We like Josh, great actor. We have a bunch of things to talk to him about. Also on the show today, Cisco Morris and Megan Black. I'm so excited about those two. It's springtime, which can only mean excitement in the garden. Cisco and Megan have become institutions as the people that the Northwest turns to for gardening inspiration and advice. Megan, who's the now, how many years has she been doing it? A few years. She's the host of Evening Magazine, and she's in our living rooms every night. And she's like a superwoman. She, you know, skydives, swims with dolphins.
Swims with sharks. Dolphins are easy. Sharks
whatever she does, she's doing it all the time.
I'm wondering if she's.
I saw her in Tahiti
now,
a couple of weeks ago, huh?
I wonder if she's going on 5 years now in that chair.
I think so.
Amazes me.
I think it's got to be close to that. And boy, did she own that show. My wife thinks I have a crush on her. She's probably right.
Because you do. Yeah, that's why you're
I just think she's really tremendous.
Yeah.
Okay, so they'll be in at 8 o'clock. Benjamin Lohr, the author of Hellbent, Obsession, Pain, and the Search for Something Like Transcendence in Competitive Yoga. This is a, yeah, this is a guy who's written a book all about Bikram yoga, which I don't understand. I've done like little bits of yoga. I've come to believe that it's probably a really great thing to do.
Not that it's necessary for the story, but I should just tell you what Bikram is.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the one where they heat the room up to like 105.
So it's hot yoga.
Well, no, it's more than that.
Okay.
Excuse me,
I just said 105. I said hot, and it's way more than that.
Well, a lot of yoga rooms, they heat up. But this one, they heat up really, really hot. And it's the same 26 poses every single time.
Every single time.
Every single time.
Which in exercises would be considered a bad thing to do a repetitive workout.
But you get much better, and your practice changes because you hold the pose for 30 seconds, some of them, 60 seconds, some of them. But it's the same thing every time. Now you know more about Bikram.
Bikram yoga.
Yeah.
The Bikram yoga guru, what's his name? The one who supposedly this woman said he was trying to grope her.
Bikram Chowdhury.
Yeah. Oh, Bikram is his name.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool to have something so big you name it after your first name. I mean, usually it's the O'Reilly factor. Or,
the Jones method.
Or whatever. It's always the last name that gets the thing.
Right.
The Bikram.
But if your first name is trademarkable and no one else has that first name, I'd go
big.
With the first name.
Yeah.
You know how much money he charges? I mean, because you have to go to his classes to be certificate.
Is he like the Richard Simmons of yoga?
This is more than that. He makes probably, he must be in the hundred millions of dollars. I mean, it's amazing. This guy is incredible how much money he makes. He charges like $50,000 to take classes with him.
To take a class?
Yeah.
With him.
With him.
But this woman who's saying that he groped her, she paid 50 grand?
Can you believe it? That was part of the plan. She didn't realize.
And wow. This is an ugly dude. I'm sorry. Luciana's going to say the opposite.
Bikram? What's his last name again?
Chowdhury.
Chowdhury. Phew.
Not chowder like the soup.
Oh.
It's like
oh.
Chowdry or something like that. Chowdhury.
Yeah, but chowdhury.
He's very chowdhury.
He's very chowdhury.
It's true.
You know, you're a little chowdhury tonight. I'm sorry. Let me go wash.
Completely. All that sweating.
Yeah. So Bikram Chowdhury is giving private lessons to this gal, and she says that he was inappropriate.
We should say alleged, right?
Is this like a thing with that magician where this woman is just after? I mean, I don't know.
That guy who took a girl to the island, then made the plane to leave disappear. And
yeah.
Held her against
Copperfield?
The rail. Yeah.
No, there's more than just one woman who says that he was vastly inappropriate.
Okay. So this is part of his problem.
Yeah. And it's not private lessons either. Yeah. You pay money to go get your training certificate so that you
can
then.
A licensed.
Right.
Bikram distributor.
Oh,
yeah, that's what
you get a degree in Bikram.
Yes, yeah. And you can run a Bikram yoga, you know, franchise.
A BHD.
Right. And it's a big deal. It's like doing sit-ups with Jack LaLanne, you know. You train with who you think is the best. Little do you know they're going to be touching your butt and not to adjust your position.
All right. A disturbing study locally this morning, which Downtown Joe was just talking about with Jody. There is a name for this. I'm trying to remember the name for it. But basically, some people are for it, some people are against it. Using statistics to draw conclusions. For example, you know, you take statistics about people who do poorly in school, and if they align with a certain race, you say we have a race problem. You take statistics about, you know, they do it all the time. They take statistics about, yesterday there was a study about lesbians.
Right.
That said that lesbian women, which I think they're all,
yeah.
Right?
Just 70% of them.
I believe
female
I'm a lesbian man,
right.
By
female
the way.
Female lesbians we're yeah. focusing on for this.
Female period. Lesbians.
Right.
That they had a more of a propensity to drink. And be overweight.
Yes. Yeah.
This study is from a zip code. They studied death rates in zip codes around Seattle. And the zip codes we're talking about are 98199, 98107, 98102, 98105, 98116. Those are the yellow ones.
We've always known life expectancy varies based on your geography. For instance, people in sub-Saharan Africa don't live nearly as long as, you know, people.
And some of it's because they're poor and they have bad sanitation and they get sick and they get diseases.
Right, right. When you look at it on a worldwide scale, it's been pretty obvious. Some people...
And we try to help.
Right? Yeah, I've never seen it on such a small scale. Like in one city, how amazingly different the lifespan can be.
Now, there's a couple things to caution you before I mention your zip code. 98144, 98106, 98108. Those are the ones where I would be mildly concerned.
Does that mean mildly sell my house? Because you just said my zip code.
Well, it's a great point, because if your zip code does badly in this, does that have to be disclosed if you're selling your house, Joe?
Well, your zip code is your zip code. You don't have to disclose some study. I mean,
by the way, there was
There are things on the Form 17 that says, is there anything you're aware of?
Well, there
could be a negative about this, the location of this house.
Are you giving people a heads up to turn its radio off for 5 minutes if you live in a zip code to give you deniability?
Well, now, let me premise this by saying I haven't had my real estate license active in, what, half a dozen years, and Form 17 changes. They add and subtract things, but there are questions about, you know, has there ever been a, you know, your
toxic
home.
Waste.
Yeah, that sort of thing, but... You can, you know, say not to my knowledge on most of that stuff.
So what they've determined is there is one particular zip code in Seattle where you just don't live as long. And for some reason. Now, could it be just that the people who chose to live there are unhealthy people?
Sure, why not?
It's not necessarily caused by the toxic waste of the Duwamish River, but...
Uh-oh.
Could it be the toxic waste of the Duwamish River?
Wait, back up a sec.
All right. Some Duwamish Valley residents are sicker and die younger than their neighbors. A new EPA-funded study. Now, right away, I don't trust this. It's the EPA. They have motives. They want to protect our environment.
Yeah. Some subversive.
Unless they find something wrong, there's nothing to protect.
Socialists.
Drumming up business.
Well, it's true they're drumming up business. So you don't think if you work for the state, you want to drum up a reason for your organization to exist?
Or
if they come back and say the environment is fine, we have to shut down.
We're perfect. Going out of business.
In the neighborhoods of South Park and Georgetown in particular, the cumulative effect of what they say are Duwamish pollution problems, environmental stresses, the cumulative effect is a shorter life. You live 8 years less than other residents on average in Seattle and King County. 13 years less than, for example, Laurel Hood, where you live forever. On money. Where is Laurel Hood?
Laurelhurst. That is the old money of Seattle.
I need to get there fast.
Well, you'll probably have to go through a few gates and security guards to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, we almost bought in Laurelhurst.
Did you?
You got outbid, but yeah.
Ravenna,
you did. Did you try to get a house there?
We bid on a house in Laurelhurst, a little bit north of the U, a little bit north of Ravenna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you believe this?
Let's see. One has a pristine view of a beautiful lake. The other has boats being scraped down the street from your house. Yeah, I think I'm buying into this.
You're buying into what in particular?
That
that unhealthy people move to crappy places?
No. That was the business end of the city. And I'm trying to use that in an anatomical descriptive.
Right.
For a long, 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 long time. It's been a Superfund site like Hanford for a while now. They're talking about the need to clean that place up.
Well, I'll say this. As a person who bought a house in a relatively depressed area when I bought it, you feel like you're spending less because it's the neighborhood that really hasn't gotten up to snuff yet with the people, and maybe there's not a Starbucks within walking distance. You don't think that you're buying a house because there's toxic sludge underneath.
Right.
Like you don't, you know.
So that's not fair to you.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I mean, it is fair to say you're aware of the fact that it's a depressed neighborhood, but you assume that it's other things not the fact that it's you assume that
if you just buy good locks, you should be fine.
Right.
And a dog.
Right.
A loud dog.
Yeah, it's a loud dog.
With a hair trigger. But what you said, Bob, too, is that maybe unhealthy people are moving there. There's probably something to that, too.
Well, I mean, look, what I'm saying is correlations don't necessarily prove causation. Causation means where you're living is causing you to die. That's the assumption that's made. And by the way, it may very well be true. Probably is true. I'm just saying, but don't accept everything that everybody says right off face value without examining it. I mean, at Laurelhurst, are you living longer because nobody's ever polluted it, or are you living longer because...
You have the money to go to Bikram.
Just, I believe smug people just live longer.
they don't breathe as deep as the rest of us.
It's caused by smugness. If we could teach these poor people to be smug, they would be fine.
One of my
but they've got better health care. They buy better food.
That's right. They buy organic vegetables. Yep. Their cows lay down and beg to become their steaks.
One of my white center neighbor hoodie texters is pointing out that there's a huge green belt between the Duwamish and us, so we're okay. So I'm going to be fine.
You're going to be fine because there's trees in between.
Trees and also grass.
Yeah.
Taking it for you.
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there, by the way, who would like to join in this discussion? Is there anybody out there who lives in this affected area or has lived in an area where pollution was found, a Superfund site? Or is there anybody out there very smug who lives in a pristine spot where everyone in their family lives to be 112?
Did you give out that particular zip code number yet? The one of the
Laurelhurst?
No. The
Oh, I did. Well, I didn't.
I know you said you shot around it.
Yeah, I didn't single it out. The worst zip code is 98108. 98108 is in dark. What's that color even? What is that color?
Maroon.
It's like a maroon zip code.
Blood red.
Yeah, blood red.
The darker the zip code, the more unhealthy you are.
Wow.
That's what they say.
The other ones that are not so good are 98144, Beacon Hill, 98122, First Hill, and 98106, White Center. But by far, if you live in 98108, you have a higher death rate at a younger age than other zip codes.
Ooh, texter says, I believe what Bob's saying. When I worked on the Duwamish, a coworker fell off a barge into the water and got extremely sick from all the toxins. Fish in the river are full of cysts and sores.
There's some funky colors in there, too, I've noticed in that stretch of river. I haven't been in there in a few years, but you can see stuff floating around.
I see people fishing in there all the time. I swear.
They're actually trying to catch fish and eat them?
I don't know what they're doing.
I think they're looking for coworkers.
Yeah. Maybe it's okay to live there if you just go to PCC and buy healthy vegetables instead of fishing out of the river.
Well, that's my plan.
The report comes out as the U.S. EPA brings out its estimated $305 million cleanup plan for the lower Duwamish. So they're asking for money, by the way. It's in their interest to blow the problem out of proportion. I mean, it's in their interest to, you know, to sound the alarm. I'm just saying that. And maybe that the survey is exactly right. Kenny from Kent, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, Kenny, what do you got for us?
I have worked 20-plus years in area code 98108. I'm right now 100 feet from the edge of the Duwamish River.
Right now as we speak.
Right now. And listening to your show is really eye-opening. Everybody in my office is going, oh, my, let's listen more closely to Bob Rivers.
All right, tell me, do they, any of them have symptoms?
Well, they have symptoms, yeah, but...
Psychological, it sounds like, yeah.
The Duwamish River or not.
I just heard you clear your throat there, Kenny. Do you have a little tickle going? I mean,
the building that we work in is so close to the river that the cold air comes up off the water and into our building, so it's hard to stay warm.
Would you describe your coworkers as clammy, bug-eyed, hair loss kind of people?
Sweating profusely at times, yeah. You know, lots of coughs and colds and sniffles here and there, and Yeah, it's as we're listening to this, we're all going, ooh.
I know, it's a bummer. Listen, what does it make you think? Does it make you think that you should quit and move?
Well, it's making me think about investigating other opportunities within the company that I work for, yes. You know, that are at other locations that might be more conducive to a longer life, yeah.
Do they have a packing plant in Laurelhurst somewhere?
there are facilities throughout the Puget Sound region that,
wow,
that
okay
could offer a different venue.
You worked at that cotton candy factory down there, right? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
What is it that he works at?
I don't know.
Tell me a little more about it.
Down along the Duwamish River, what's a really, really big company that works, that has facilities along the Duwamish River, East Marginal Way?
I know.
Yeah. That's a really big company.
You make big things that fly in the air.
No.
With the finest product available for
it is the most amazing company.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know.
Wichita's looking pretty good to you when you hear this study.
Clean air, nice and flat.
Every day a tornado comes through and cleans it
even
more.
South Carolina has its advantages.
Well, Joe, do they got air conditioning in South Carolina?
Oh, you bet they do.
Option, but they'd have to have 24-hour-a-day air conditioning.
Right. Do you want to read the report, Kenny?
Yeah.
We can get it's all public record.
Oh, yeah.
The report comes out. They have a 105-day public comment period, which is actually, we're like halfway through it already, or a third of the way through it. And they're going to come up with money to clean it up. I don't know if the cleaning it up, like...
Oh,
I don't think
you
could send a cleaning crew in and then
up.
Can he be safe to go back to work?
The maid brigade shows up.
Dig everything up and all the dirt and dust goes up into the air and flows around and the water runs off into this and that kind of cleanup.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. I don't. You know what? I kid because the EPA obviously wants funding for this, but I'd give them whatever they want.
Well, yeah, I'm what I would be concerned about is how far down do you got to dig before you get down to real dirt? And, you know, does the river flow into that while you're trying to do it because you've dug so low?
Are they still polluting the river, or did the pollution stop a long time ago and this is just stuff that seeped into
it? I'm sure that compared to 20, 30, 40 years ago, it's a trickle at this point compared to back then. Does stuff still manage to get in the river by somebody? And I'm not saying anybody in particular. I'm not pointing pointing a finger at a particular company. But does stuff get in the river? I would think so.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's only natural to assume that. I also would think that they try and prevent that whenever possible. But, you know, does stuff happen? It wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, you think there's still some pollution?
Well, I mean, just from the runoff alone. I mean, all the parking lots.
It's industry. You go over the West Seattle Bridge, look to your left. You
yeah,
see
look
those...
at all the boating traffic. What do I want to say? The vessel traffic on that river alone.
All right. Kenny, what's the oldest person in your office?
Me.
24.
It's nice to spend some quality time with you while you're still with us.
Oh man, I'm looking at the calendar now.
All right. Yes, Pedro.
I don't know if it's an indication, but the population of that zip code in 2000 was 21,000 people.
All right.
In 2010, 8,000 people.
Oh, Pedro, you've just made my day.
Sorry, Kenny. Thanks a lot, Kenny. Though, good knowing you.
Yeah, I'd like to read that report, though.
All right, hang on a second.
At least you get to go home to Kent and breathe fresh air after you work every day.
Find him a link to that. It's public record.
And by the way, according to this thing that I'm looking at, this graphic, there are only at least 20 people over 85. Only 20 people over 85, and that's it.
Those people didn't all die. A lot of them probably moved away.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't lose 60% of your population in 10 years.
Okay.
Unless a lot of people just move out.
Yeah. Duwamish Valley residents get sicker and die younger. I'm sorry, that was kind of a bummer. Let's find something fun.
You know, you mentioned how much money. With enough money, you can clean up anything. because that below my house is a prime example of that.
There What's was below your house?
The Barbie Mill on Lake Washington was a...
They used to make Barbies down in the lower house?
It was a lumber mill full of creosote. Now, much smaller scale of pollution than this. But
so you
was,
bought a house on top of creosote?
Well, no, I'm far removed from creosote, but I'll tell you who bought the property full of creosote. And you know him. Everybody knows
him. Yeah, they do.
Paul Allen. He bought that.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
He bought that whole thing. He was going to make it into a big port retail and everything, and it was too darn polluted. But he spent, I don't know how many millions cleaning it up.
Did he clean it up, and is he...
Russell Wilson's out there running around on it as we speak.
That's where he put it, high-paid athletes.
The Seahawks are practicing on a former toxic waste Superfund site.
Yes, that was just a nasty, polluted, the most polluted part of Lake Washington.
That electric green in the uniforms, that comes naturally from the players. Yeah. They emit that.
Wow.
So, with enough money, you can clean up something like that.
Oh, yeah. How about one final note before we change the subject?
Yeah. You got a house for sale. Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah. Three bedrooms. I grew up in South Park. Many people I grew up with died young, and my parents both died in their 40s and 50s. When we were kids, we were warned not to go in the garden anymore because the ground was so toxic. The river would regularly flood our homes and would leave a nasty sludge that would burn the skin.
Here's another. My training in the mighty Duwamish has allowed me to compete at a higher level since I now have three hands to paddle with.
Oh, man. And gills. I've got gills.
Someone says Native Americans net fish on the Duwamish. Are they fishing out of that part of the Duwamish?
But those are salmon don't hang around. They're not living there. They just make a quick run through.
Salmon are like, thank you for netting
me. Yeah, they're their breath. Yeah, thank goodness, air. They're there for about a day.
Someone else says, poor people die younger. Who would have thought? Very insightful, Bob. Hey, I'm not saying what causes someone to die younger. I'm just saying there's always multiple effects. And every survey that you hear, I guarantee you, is designed to make you think it's one thing. Sometimes it is that one thing.
People are making less money in Darrington or Graham, but they're breathing fresh air and living longer. I mean, I don't know the statistics, but...
Poor areas have more drug abuse. That shortens lifespan.
Those all do, but you throw a contaminated soil and polluted air on top of that, and you get some soup.
It's even shorter.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it were 2 or 3 years, I would buy into that, but we're talking 13-year span in one city. That's
13 years less.
That's pretty amazing.
What is the lifespan of... our lifespans are somewhere in the mid to upper 70s now. That's the expected.
76.
Yeah, so 76. You take. You know, you become 66. You're not going to live past that.
Well, they say the 98108 goes to 73 years, and that's 8 years shorter. So, I'm doing some simple math. The average Seattle lifespan is 81 years.
That can't be right.
I'm just reading from the study you've been quoting today. The average lifespan in the South Park neighborhoods is 73.3. 8 years shorter.
Well, maybe Seattle is 83, but American is 76.
Right. Okay. Well, I think they should be happy with that. Never mind.
Very
sorry
happy.
I brought it up.
The long life.
You're doing better than Flint, Michigan.
What are you so upset about?
639. Also in the news today, let's see. There's a new program to help homeowners lower their payments. Are you going to qualify for this? Did you look it up yet?
I haven't looked it up. Is this a portion of HARP? Is this a new HARP arm or something?
It's HAMP.
HAMP.
The Home Affordable Modification Program.
Now, this is going to be a...
HARP is what they have for the people who live in Georgetown.
Oh, dude.
Bring, bring, bring. Let's see what it says. Under the Streamlined Modification Initiative, or SMI, borrowers with loans backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, is yours that?
Yeah, our company was bought out and resold. Okay. Our mortgage changed hands 3 times. We kept getting letters. When
you have to be 90 days delinquent.
Right, that's the first thing they'll always tell you. Stop making your payments.
Stop making your payments.
A bank won't even talk to you. If you're current, they think they got worse people with worse problems, and they won't even talk to you until you're 90 days late.
That isn't what they're thinking, though.
Well, that's what they tell you to do.
Stop. Tell you what they're thinking. If you're current, get back in there and row the boat.
Yeah, keep
exactly.
paying.
Exactly.
So here's the deal. You must be 90 days delinquent, make 3 trial payments on time. The initiative is being launched by the Federal Housing Finance Agency. I don't know. is so confusing.
Well, this one's actually a good one when you read into it, but it's to legitimately bail out people who need it.
All right. To reduce their monthly payments, borrowers will get a new interest rate that's equal to or below their current rate based on the average of 30-year fixed mortgages, and the term will be extended to 40 years. Wow. A four-year mortgage? Yeah. Borrowers who owe more than their homes are worth will pay no interest on up to 30% of their unpaid balance. This is confusing, like a cell phone plan, though. Borrowers, on average, are expected to slice their monthly payments by 30%. To be eligible for the new program, you got to stop paying.
But don't stop paying now, because they say they have screening process to figure that out. This is what gets me, is they say this is kicking in July. You have to be 90 days late. Oh, but by the way, we'll know if you're just, you know,
if you're dragging your
if
feet,
you just stop qualify. Paying because yeah. you're reading this news article.
Well, then why bother even reporting it?
Because for legitimate people who are about to lose their homes, who have been, you know, struggling for months to keep them, this is what this program's for.
They're only helping certain people. That's the thing about when the Titanic is going down. You're kind of cute. I think you should survive.
Right.
You?
Right.
No, you're fat and happy. You sink with the ship.
You got to be 90 days late, and if you stop paying in, randomly, April, May, June, you'd be 90 days late by July. So unless you're already late, you're going to be way more than 90 to even qualify for this thing.
Steve.
Yeah.
How you doing? Can we talk about something more cheerful than the mortgages? Let's get back to the Duwamish.
Yo, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, like I told your guy called. I used to work as a hazmat worker. And I worked at the Rustin Asarco plant. Some of those sites you guys are mentioning can be cleaned up. Like Duwamish, it's going to take a long time. And the amount of chemicals they dumped and everything, they may have to take a long, long time. Because process is you test. Then it says, okay, you got to remove so much soil.
That's right. They have to take the topsoil off. That's what he was saying. How far down before you get real dirt?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Some of the places in Ruston, we had to go down 18 to 24 inches because they were so polluted.
I think what we ought to do is we ought to mobilize our school children, and after school, each one of them ought to go down there and dig.
Yeah.
how long are you in the hazmat business there, Steve?
A couple days too long?
I was in about 3-4 years.
You did it.
And then I got my diabetes and other things kind of kicked in, so I... Had to quit.
My diabetes and other things kicked in.
It's labeled hazardous for a reason.
I'm reading the symptoms of exposure, and diabetes is listed among the symptoms. Ouch. Just saying.
All right. Thank you, Steve. See, this is a serious problem.
Thank you for your service to our community. I mean, the guys who put those suits on and
thanks for taking one for the team.
He sounds fine.
40-year mortgage, huh?
All right. Yeah. There is more news about pot today. The Seattle City Council proposing new rules for marijuana that would restrict dispensary and retail locations as well as the size of grow operations in an attempt to limit impacts on neighbors, particularly residential and historic areas. Sounds like they're, you know, getting ready. This is expected regulation.
This is the don't open a smoke shop in the Pike Place Market.
Is that what that's for primarily?
Well, there and other, you know, tourists, they don't want this to, you know, they want to preserve... You know, when the people get off the cruise ships, they don't necessarily have to smell the bong smoke, right, from the pier. You know, they want to.
Well, that seems discriminatory. Meet the grower. Why wouldn't a nice green grower be welcome at Pike Place Market, part of the vibe of the city?
Well, Amsterdam is a wonderful tourist city, and there's coffee shops, but they keep them in areas.
They don't want is the sign to say, meet the dealers.
Right.
The city's new proposed rules presume that medical and recreational businesses will operate in Seattle, and some may try to cater to the public. Sponsored by council members Sally Clark and Nick Licata. No dispensaries, no retail stores, no large growing operations in most of Seattle. Well, it makes sense that you would grow away from the city anyway.
Not really. I mean, with the warehouse district, most of the stuff's going to be an indoor grow. This isn't going to be
a farm. Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not an outdoor farm
community. It's not going to be, if you're Eastern Washington, maybe you're an outdoor grow, but you're going to be year-round indoor horticulture, light bay. I mean,
well, and that's what this is, yeah, is to establish
where you can.
Yeah, like down in the Duwamish, you can grow all you want, you know. In the,
I'm still kind of in denial about this whole legal marijuana thing. Like, I almost like will believe it when I see it.
Haven't you started seeing it?
No, I'm totally insulated.
Well, that's the thing. If you never go looking for it, and if it's not a part of your life, and you don't want it to be a part of your life, then it won't be.
It still won't be. Yeah.
I mean, there's green grow. There's
like
a,
Bikram yoga.
Right. And there's, right. There's medical green crosses everywhere.
Everywhere.
You can't drive in Seattle without passing.
I've driven
one.
By and seen them.
But if you don't go in, if you don't have a medicinal marijuana card, if you have no reason to go in, then it won't affect you.
There are 20 green crosses between here and my home. I see them every single day. Yeah. I don't go in, but they're.
Do you use the stuff?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Huh?
Positive.
Would you?
Testing positive? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not testing positive. Yes, I would. Sure, I would. If I were sick.
If I were sick, I would go for it.
What
sure.
If I was getting like radiation? Thursday?
I'm sick of Thursdays.
No, but I mean, my doctor, if I had one of those kinds of illnesses that it helped you eat,
right?
You know, I'd have to be really sick.
Well, if you're nausea from radiation treatment or chemotherapy.
But I would not want to get high. Will they sell you some that won't get you high?
Of course. There's tons of
There's all kinds of varieties.
The small amount that you know about what is going on in those medicinal marijuana shops, what is really going on in there would blow your mind as far as options and what it does. Mm. It's not Cheech and Chong in there. It's pretty serious. I mean, yeah.
It's Dr. Cheech and Dr. Chong.
Yeah. Dr. Chong, right.
Yes, there's weed.
Above board.
Yes, there's amazing weed. And yeah, a lot of people smoke it to get high.
To get high, yeah.
But beyond that, cannabis oil that you can rub on your body, that you can ingest in your mouth.
I'd like a cannabis oil massage.
That
would be good.
Really takes pain away. And people are using it to like cure cancer. And there's this underground swell where people think that like that it really is going to be the next wave.
Okay.
And that's just the medicinal. The seminar that they had last weekend.
Is he still buzzing about the seminar?
Yeah, he'd be happy to give you a report. We'll give him a call. He said that that's nothing. The venture capitalists waiting to dump money into this state for the commercial recreational marijuana industry will blow your mind.
That's the part I am aware of.
Land
money
owners,
part that there's tons of people lining up, including banks and venture capital groups who believe that we're about to end prohibition here and that there's going to be barons, literally barons, who make out like bandits.
A multi-billion-dollar industry is about to hit our state.
Right.
Multi-billion.
I wish like some of that. Do they make that in an oil?
They do.
That seminar's coming back twice this summer.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I got bees and flowers. Megan Black's coming in today. We're going to grow some vegetables.
Speaking of growing, Cisco. I mean, there's a brand I would trust.
You know,
if somebody should get in on this.
Cisco's got a little gleam in his eye, but I think it's just Cisco. But if he created an ooh-la-la strain, it'd be huge. We'll ask him about it. All right, 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. The show, we're giving away tickets to the Heart by Heart show next Wednesday. Lines get jammed every time. We apologize. There have been some problems with the phones lately. Do we know what causes that? Seth, do you know anything about it? You're in IT.
Kind of. See, we had an association with somebody before, I hate to throw him under the bus, but before Peak left, he canceled the contract and it had a 90-day expiration. Unfortunately, I don't know if the information was passed on to the appropriate channels. So at the end of the 90 days, it just kind of shut off.
Somebody turned our phones off because we didn't pay?
Well, the forwarding system. So the
forwarding system,
fine,
which allows fatter lines for us.
Right. Oh. When the phone banks are full, they forward to this system. And unfortunately, that's coming up as disconnected now.
Oh, okay. So there is an actual technical problem.
Yes. Should have been solved yesterday, I hope.
It should have been solved yesterday. So if we give away some tickets now, we'll find out.
Hope and a prayer.
Let's do it. 877-901-0957. Let's give away a pair of tickets for next Wednesday night. Caller number 9 at the Triple Door. I was rehearsing last night with Heart by Heart, and Roger Fisher is joining. He's not always in that band.
No, he's not. That's they've got two guitar players. They will have three, much like the original Heart.
Right. Roger and his brother Mike, the Magic Man, whom I got to meet the other night too, they're working on his own projects, which are very lofty and very dreamy. And I saw a video that he produced that really blew me away.
A music video?
Yeah.
Roger.
Uh-huh.
This is the one from Rattlesnake Ridge?
It is. Have you seen it?
He showed me that at my... He was at my house showed us all that video when he had first finished making it. It's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
He goes to everybody's house.
He's showing it one house at a time.
You know where he won't go?
Someone should show him the internet.
He won't go to Jody's house for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Apparently there's some sort of toxic something.
I'll tell you
what. But he wasn't invited, so it all works out.
I'll tell you what. We had them over, and I said, I got to go to bed around 7:30. And I'm sorry. So, you know, we'll only have a couple of hours. But at 9 o'clock, they were so mesmerizing and captivating with their stories. I was like, oh, forget about it. I don't need sleep. And, you know, sort of put me under for the week. But the tickets are available. We were rehearsing with Raj last night. He's a rock star. The whole group is rock stars. I couldn't believe as I was playing that, listening to Mike DeRozier play the drums in my headphones, that, you know, when he plays some of those drum fills the way only he can play them, I just felt like how lucky am I that, you know, I mean, normally I wouldn't be good enough to play with a bad cover band.
Oh, you're shortchanging yourself.
No, man. I'm very honest about it. Well, the level I'm at.
Well, you must really work hard at it because I never notice. You know?
Well, I fake it.
I
rehearse a song so much that it doesn't reveal my,
right, I'm not
my
a,
lack of skill.
Not a music expert, but I can notice when somebody's really bad.
You're a good clam when you hear one.
You know, really good players, though, can jam. Really good players know everything, the music behind everything they're doing, and they have a depth. I have a portfolio that's a mile wide and a half an inch deep.
You got a skim coat.
So I have a skim coat of professionalism. But it's really nice. They treat me very nice.
Well, you do realize how lucky you are, and
I totally realize it. Yeah, I look over
amazing.
And it's Mike DeRozier, Steve Fossen, and Roger Fisher, and then
amazing.
You know, for sidemen, it's Randy Hansen and Andy Baldwin, and then Summer Masick. We got a lot of letters about Summer yesterday from people who heard her when she was in the band Heartless, and even they can't believe how great she is. So 6:53, that show will be next Wednesday. We're giving away to caller 9. Meanwhile, we have a guy who used to water ski on the Duwamish. Last word on this polluted Duwamish. It's the big local story this morning that one zip code, 98108, people die up to 13 years sooner because they live in this zip code. James, you water skied on the Duwamish.
Oh, yes, I did, Bob. Good times out there.
When?
80s. Late 80s, 90s.
All right. Oh. And how's your health?
I'm great. My buddy Brent, he was the boat owner. I drove and then would ski when he would let me get out on that rope. He was out there, oil covered. That boat would have a muck on the side of it. He's okay. He lost his hair.
Yes. Well, so did Joe.
Yeah, I was going to say, that happens.
All of it or just on his head?
I don't know about the rest.
I mean, eyebrows.
Yeah, these guys are friends.
I'm not talking, you know.
All right, thank you, James. It's 6:54. When we come back, Honda has a minivan that's going to come equipped with an accessory that's never before been featured on a car. When I tell you what it is, you'll say to yourself, why didn't somebody think of that before?
The Bob Seger Song of the Day is back. And this time, we're counting down to the Front Row.
Second Row Thursday.
Front Row Friday. Listen weekdays at 7:05 a.m. for Bob Rivers to announce the Bob Seger Song of the Day. When you hear us play it later in the day, be caller 9 at 877-901-0957 to win great seats at the Tacoma Dome, March 29th. The Bob Seger Song of the Day Countdown, all week on 95.7 KJR. You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, crews are saying that the I-90 eastbound ramp from 4th could be reopened shortly. It's been closed for a while because of a rollover incident, so we'll keep you updated. We are seeing some heavy traffic northbound I-5 as you make your way through Federal Way up towards 516. Also just got word of a new accident, I-5 southbound near State Route 529. It looks like it's in the left lane or partially blocking the left lane there at least.
This traffic report is brought to you by Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's new Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos are finally here. With a shell made of Cool Ranch Doritos chips, it's everything you love about the original, only cooler. Live Mas. At participating locations, Doritos and Cool Ranch are trademarks of Frito-Lay North America Incorporated 2013.
With nearly 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental's widest network gives you the most choice to find your favorite dentist. Being in-network is in with Delta Dental.
The countdown is on.
The crowd is delirious.
It's coming.
The three-pointer. It's good.
The Sports Radio KJR.
National championship.
Viewing party. Monday, April 8th at the Snoqualmie Casino. And the unveiling of the 2013 dance bracket.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The dreams come true.
Get all the details at SportsRadioKJR.com.
If you want your new Tempur-Pedic covered in free gifts, hurry. Because Mattress Discounter's Tempur-Pedic bonus event is ending soon. Get $300 in free Tempur-Pedic sheets and pillows with any new Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 4 years interest-free financing on approved credit. Complete information at saveatmd.com. Of course, you always get free delivery and our lowest price or its free guarantee. But these free gifts won't last. Mattress Discounter's Tempur-Pedic bonus event is ending soon.
Mattress Discounters!
For over 120 years, people around here have had a special trusted relationship with their neighborhood Bartell pharmacist. And they're happy to tell you just what that means for the health of their families.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like to know that it's people who, you know, the family still controls and runs the operation as they have from the beginning. And
does it make a difference in the store, do you think, at Bartell's?
Yeah, I do. I think because people who have families and run it as a family business tend to know what families need.
Knowing and caring about what local families want and need is why Bartell's has become the trusted family pharmacy for so many years.
We use them regularly because, you know, whether it's his pediatrician or my doctor or my wife's, this is where our prescriptions get called into. And, it's, you know, we'll be at the pediatrician. They'll say, oh, just go down the street to Bartell. It should be waiting for you. By the time we get here, it usually is.
Do you consider them your family pharmacist here at Bartell's?
They're the only one we use, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely they're a family pharmacist here at Bartell.
Treating every customer like family. That's what it means to be a neighborhood pharmacy and why people around here seem to agree. A locally owned neighborhood drugstore is a better drugstore.
Hi, folks. I'm Dan Rowe, owner of Evergreen Ford and Isqua. I want to say thank you for making Evergreen Ford the fastest growing Ford store in 5 states. Why Evergreen Ford? First, we have a gigantic inventory, over 400 new Fords available. Every price has been slashed to the lowest possible price in the entire Northwest region. Not just one or two like newspaper ad cars, but every single one of them. Secondly, our website makes it simple to buy a car. We provide you the lowest possible price and firm figures on your trade before you get here, right from your living room. We'll also give you interest rates and payments online. You'll know exactly what the details are. Then just come in and pick up your new or used Ford today. Compare us online. You'll see what I mean about more inventory and the lowest price. You'll save thousands. Visit our site or come stop by today. It will be clear why Evergreen Ford sells more for less. Visit evergreenford.com and remember, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
Do you have everything you need for Easter? All the eggs, dye kits, and chocolate bunnies? Well, this year, why not make Easter special and make it simple with a little help from QFC? It's easy to find that perfect ham for dinner or brunch and bring home some fresh asparagus or other favorites from the produce department. And you don't have to spend all of your time in the kitchen. QFC's deli and bakery can whip up hors d'oeuvres and delectable desserts. And don't forget the Easter lilies and flowers for your table. QFC has it all, and at prices you'll love. Of course, you'll also find all the chocolate eggs, marshmallow peeps, and other treats for your kids, and so much more. Happy Easter from QFC.
The best Easter meals start at QFC. Bring home a Hormel spiral sliced half ham for only $1.79 a pound, and a hickory smoked Gusto shank half ham is just 99 cents a pound. And for a sweet taste of spring, pick up Driscoll strawberries and get 2 cartons for $4. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC. You know it's going to be good.
Let's face it, neighbors. For the last few months, we've been in Blahsville, Coldville, slip all over the roadville, can't feel your toesville, and wondering why you still live here. Are you too young to move to Bocaville? In short, depressingville. But hey, This is the weekend that all changes, because this weekend, it's going to be warm. Finally warm enough to get out the grill and cook up your first Johnsonville sausage of the season. Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to you now. The juicy brats, the Italian sausage with the perfect blend of spices, one bite of Johnsonville, and suddenly you forget Depressingville because you've entered Springville, Happyville, Alive at Lastville. Get reacquainted with your neighbors who are cooler than you thoughtville. Why would you ever leaveville? And all the other great vills that happen with Johnsonville. So what are you waiting for? Visit Johnsonville.com for great grilling recipes. Get outside and let the villing begin.
You know the best thing about winter? It's over. So come on down to Cabela's for our Get Outdoors sale. You can pick up our new XPG Dash tents starting at $139.99. Or save $30 on our new men's and women's Dry Plus Storm's Edge rainwear. We're even offering 25 to 30% off Cabela's Fisherman Series tackle bags. So if it's in your nature to love the great outdoors, come to Cabela's and get everything you need to get outdoors.
As an Orkin man, I'm not a fan of cockroaches. So I didn't feel too bad when our scientists at the Orkin lab gave me a way to alter their reproductive organs. Hard to get a date like that. They won't have any impact on you or your family, but they're strong enough to chop down any roach family tree. My treatments may change depending on the house and the problem, but the results won't. Orkin. Pest control down to a science. Visit OrkinMan.com for guaranteed pest control.
Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're still working with that overturned semi, but it has been uprighted. I-90 eastbound from 4th Ave, that ramp has been closed for quite a while now. It looks like the Class C tow truck has uplifted that semi, and they're working on clearing it now, so hopefully it'll be cleared here shortly, but the area is still pretty jammed up. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, stop and go. Also going to see some heavy volume southbound I-5 as you make your way through Linwood, Edmonds, and into Shoreline.
This traffic report is brought to you by Gap Outlet.
Now through Sunday, save up to 70% off store-wide at Gap Outlet and Banana Republic Factory Store. Hurry! Shop Gap Outlet and Banana Republic Factory Store in Auburn and North Bend. Shop Gap Outlet in Centralia, Union Gap, Burlington, or Tulalip.